Welcome to this episode of the Down the Pub podcast. On this episode, I am joined by, I put out on my tweet, one of the unsung heroes from last year, Riley Ferrazzo. Welcome to the show, Riley. Great to have you on.
Thank you, Anthony. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man, like I really wanted to have you on like last year, but I don't know. I just never got around to it, so I'm glad it'd be fun to get a chance to do this. So, just before we start off, we always kind of just do a couple of easier questions just to guide us into these things. So, first question is, what's the worst thing you've ever done? I'm joking. I'm joking. That's not a question.
I hope you're joking because I really do not want to say.
No, what's your game day? What's your game day ritual?
Good question. Really, for me, it's mostly about getting prepared mentally. In the morning, in order for me to prepare mentally, it has to be a proper breakfast. I get up, I like to go for a walk, eat my breakfast, hydrate. And if all those things are going to plan, I think 99% of the time I should be in the right headspace to kind of get me going and put me in that right mind frame going towards a game.
You have like a little game day playlist you listen to on your headphones?
You know what? I used to be a big music guy before games, but last year I came out here and something about just, you know, hearing sounds and just having your almost like your ears kind of free to the noises that come around you. It's I think that does more for me than having my headphones in and kind of being locked off to what's around me.
Oh, wow. That's cool. So what's the first football jersey you remember owning?
Oof, you know what? It's funny you said that because my grandfather was a Juventus fan, and
awesome.
Like I'm of both sides of my family are of Italian background, and he had a Juve jersey. Funny that I say that because now I'm a heavy Inter fan, and it just so happens that was the first jersey I remember owning, and I remember just having.
That's an awesome memory, man. Just kind of getting into the main part here. So before we do, so is your last name Ferrazzo or Ferrazzo? I want to make sure.
Well, if you want the proper Italian pronunciation, it's Ferrazzo. But
okay.
I mean, Ferrazzo is what people would, I guess, you know, come to pronounce it as.
Okay, cool. I just want to make sure like where I'm saying it right. So it's only taken me like a year to ask you. So obviously last year was a massive year for you. Like it's your first year in the kind of pro rank. So how did you find the step up going from League One, which is obviously still a really good level, to that kind of next level? How did you find the step up?
It's definitely a big one. I would say, you know, Avon, as you know, I probably played there prior to coming here. There was a lot of quality players, guys who played in the CPL and in other big leagues in the rest of the world. It's more so though, I found mentally preparing, like day in, you got big sessions to prepare for because every day you're fighting for your spot. So what I really found the difference was there, obviously the quality as well, because you got, as opposed to 8 to 10 guys, maybe at Vaughan that are of really high quality, you come here and it's like every guy is of high quality and day in, day out, you're having to fight mentally because your body might be tired. Maybe you didn't sleep the best last night and there's no real excuse, right? Because it goes for everybody and each day you have to fight. You can't be comfortable for 1 second because once you do, heh, maybe on the weekend you don't start, right? It's kind of like that. So that I found was the biggest kind of adjustment I had to make coming to the pro level.
I think that's one, like for us out east, like we don't really get to see as much of League One Ontario as what I think we should, because there's so many players coming from that league here, and obviously, as you said, moving back down. Like, how good is that league to play in? Like, how, like, I mean, I think that's one of the things that we don't really appreciate as much as we should, like how good the quality is actually in that league.
It honestly depends on the team you're playing. Because you get some teams in that league that are that you know I mean on a good day could maybe compete with some of the bottom teams, if you want to say bottom, in CPL, because they do have players of high quality, some guys who are also trying to get back into the CPL or came from there recently and in other leagues professionally. But yeah, that's it can be a good league when you get good games, like the top teams versus each other, play each other. But then you get ones where it's, some teams at the bottom of the table, you could have like a 10-0 rubbing, a 6-0, something like that. So it really just depends on the team you're playing.
There was obviously like a lot of big moments last year for the club, because obviously our season before wasn't the greatest. So just for yourself, like kind of stepping out and kind of looking back at it, what was your personal highlight?
Oof. Honestly, for me, probably making my pro debut. I can't say one. I honestly can't say one. I'll give you a couple. Home debut and pro debut on Ottawa. Both great attendance with the fans, great environments, and just to be able to say, you played, you had your first pro appearance is something that I'll never forget.
And was it like what was that kind of feeling like when you were, you hit a roar of the crowd? Because like it's kind of nice that you get to kind of come out as a pretty decent crowd and stuff like that. Like, so did you have butterflies, or were you just kind of focused? Like, what was your going through your head?
The days prior to both of those occasions, you kind of have those butterflies. You're thinking about, okay, different moments, what's going to go down. But like, kudos to our team and the coaching staff. They prepare us very well. And the training environment's super high, so that when I went into those games, it almost felt as if, like, once I got onto the field, I knew what I was doing. I kind of tuned everything else out, and it just you go into kind of a flow state where you're in a zone. You're not worried about anything else that's going on, how you're looking. You're just focused on performing and the task at hand, really.
I also find that fascinating how professionals are able to do that. Like, it's usually a question I always ask, because everybody kind of seems to have that same answer. It's like it's being able to block it all out. I think that for mere mortals like myself, like I'd probably just like crumble under the pressure. So it's kind of fascinating that you guys are able to just like block it all out. It's insane to me. Kind of torn a little bit to this year. We're seeing some additions this year, but way less than last year. Like last year we had like 15 new players or whatever. So does the squad feel a lot more settled, like when you came back in? Like, was the racing familiar faces and stuff like that?
Yeah, for sure. Like the club has players returning that are of like really high quality, guys who can be playing in even higher leagues than the CPL. And the guys we brought in, you could tell right away within 1 2 sessions that, okay, there's some serious quality here. Like, we were doing some patterns, for example, and it just you can tell almost like it's quality, the movements are all there. And yeah, like, it's just overall, it's just I think it's a really good group we got going here this year.
So, like with the players that we brought in, do you think that makes us stronger with the way that we played last year, or do you see us kind of tweaking the way that we played to kind of fit in the new guys?
I would definitely say that's a strong group. I think the team and the club did a really good job of recruiting last year, bringing in not only their quality players but quality personalities. I mean, this off season, and I think like I said, I think it should be a good year. We'll see what's ahead of us and how things go down, but it's looking good.
So for the new guys, like, when does the initiation start? Was it like the first game of the season, or as soon as they walk in the dressing room? What do you make them do?
Funny enough, we had a little get together with all the guys last weekend, where we made each new player basically have a certain type of entertainment kind of thing they had to do, where we made them come down one by one, and they each had to kind of pick a role or do some sort of entertainment. So some guys did a little gambling thing, one guy did a gambling thing, one guy did an impersonation of the coaches, and so it was all in good fun, but it was a good time. It was nice to initiation too, to kind of see the guys off the pitch as well, right? To get a feeling for their character and the way they are.
That's somebody not starting the first game of the season right there, right? So what's kind of like what does preseason look like? I think that most of us kind of think of preseason as the coaches like just running the hell out of you and trying to get you fit and all that kind of stuff. But like, that's the game has changed obviously since then. So what does preseason actually entail for a professional?
One word, torture. No, you gotta learn to love it. It's tough in preseason. We work really hard, and between meetings, video sessions, tactical work, we got meetings with the whole team, got individual meetings with defenders, midfielders, attackers. And really just trying to put everything together tactically. And then, of course, some days we have double sessions. We got gym work that we're doing as well. So there's some days where we're spending 8 hours together. And I think it's very important for team bonding and starting to get everything together, because we do have limited time, obviously, and we want to be ready to go come game one. But yeah, it's definitely a lot of work, and on and off the field in preseason.
Spending 8 hours together, it just sounds like a regular job, man. Like I have to do that every day with the people I work with. So,
Yeah, but you know, some guys come in, and some of the newer guys are like, "Wow, like we spend a lot of hours together," and it is a lot. But at the end of the day, I think that's also what helped us last season, and to bring a new group of guys together and to come tied for second in the league. Like, those are kind of some of the sacrifices I think you got to make in order to really have that success.
So I don't want to get you in trouble with the boss or anything, but obviously last year was Patrice's first year in the pro ranks, and you probably know him better than most. So how did you feel that he developed over the course of the year, and obviously coming into year two now?
I would say for Patrice, really, he's always been a quality coach. I think his tactical understanding and the way he views the game is superb. But really, just having to deal with characters on a daily basis, and different types of, not even egos, but personalities, let's say, is something that I feel he's really gotten better. In the last year, because we had a tough, I remember we had a tough first, let's say 8 to 10 weeks of the season to start last year. And you could see that things were not necessarily boiling over, but the pressure was high. And I think come maybe halfway towards the end of the season, Patrice did a really good job of keeping the group together and managing not only his emotions, but getting the group together and managing everyone's as a whole. And that's where I feel he really has made steps the most, if you want to say, because his tactical knowledge has always been there. New ideas will come to him all the time, regardless of where he is. But that for me is probably one of the biggest things I've noticed in his coaching, that really reflects onto the group and helps.
But funny to say that, like I at the pit line the other night, like he just seemed like way more relaxed. Like obviously like last year he's gone out to impress because obviously it's his first year and stuff like that. But it looked like he was actually able to really kind of unwind a little bit, relax, and kind of chat to the fans and just kind of be himself a little bit more, and not be like I'm the boss kind of thing. So it is kind of awesome that he's kind of like he's developing alongside you guys, and obviously along with Jordan and with Jed too. So it's great that the whole group is kind of like growing together. But like he just seems to like very like read and study so much. Like is he just constantly like one of those people that just has so many different ideas that just kind of come to him in the middle of a session, or are the sessions like minutely kind of pieced out for you guys?
For sure, for sure. I mean, I know he's great at improvisation, if you want to say, but he does a lot of work behind the scenes too, and so do the whole coaching staff. Like the amount of work and the effort those guys put into to keeping us prepared and making us prepared week after week is honestly something that I think every player that plays under them is thankful for at the end of the day. Maybe not in the moment because it is a lot of work, but afterwards you can really appreciate it.
That's awesome. So obviously we had as I mentioned, the kit launch the other night, and I just kind of wanted to get your thoughts on, you don't get many clubs in the CPL that'll have like 500, 600 people show for a kit launch. And what's the thing of the support that came out? Did it kind of make you feel like you're kind of back in the city and things are starting to ramp up a little bit? And what do you think of the kits?
Oh, it's honestly amazing. Ever since day one I came out to Halifax, it feels like you're a celebrity almost. Like everyone, all the fans are amazing. You don't hear one talking bad. And it's just I'm honestly amazing to have. It makes you feel as if compared to other teams in the league, you're playing in Champions League almost. But yeah, no, I can't thank the fans enough. Today alone, I had an interaction in Walmart actually, where a man came up to me. I was wearing a Wanderers jacket. He said, "Do you play for the Wanderers?" I said, "Yes." He's like, "Oh man," he was just came over an emotion almost, and he said, "You guys are amazing. You guys are amazing." And he's like, "I'm so thankful to have you guys in the city." And he's a season ticket holder, he said. But yeah, those are moments that like you really realize like, wow. The support is serious here. Like you don't get people like this. It's rare to get a fan base kind of like this.
I think that's like for the fans, it's a whole year round thing. Obviously, you're here for 7, 8 months, whatever like that, and it's a kind of full year thing for us. But like this club has changed the face of sports in the city, and it's amazing, and it's great that you're a part of it. But it's funny to say that. Like one of my friends like texted me like yesterday or the day before, and he's like, I just saw the Wanderers at Sobeys, and I'm just like. You know what I mean? It's just so weird that like I was like, what, did you want me to like run down or something? Like what do you tell me for? But it's kind of like it is funny
Yeah.
that like there's Wanderers spotting around the city, so it's pretty cool. So so which of the kits was your favorite? And what do you think of them compared to last year's?
Oh, honestly, I really liked last year's but I have to say I do think we upgraded on our away kits. That would definitely be my favorite. Out of the two. I really like that away kit with the mixture of the grayish blue kind of mixed in with the almost like white kind of look. I do like it. And the blue numbers, I think it's really cool.
That was the one that stood out for me too. Like when I saw it, I was like, the blue one's nice, don't get me wrong. I think we're just kind of used to blue, if you know what I mean. It's kind of weird. Like there's only so much you can do with blue,
Exactly.
really, but the white one really stood out. I just love like the ships and all that kind of stuff. It really kind of stood out. So for yourself, you're coming into this year, I know footballers constantly want to improve and adjust their game. So what aspects of your game would you like to see yourself work on, and kind of maybe just take some of your aspects to the next level?
Firstly, for me, in the off season, I got shoulder surgery. I had a pretty bad shoulder. It was popping out semi often, and that was a big thing for me. I think now that I got it out the way, I've been strengthening so much. I've been trying to really work on my physical because obviously it is a very physical league, and I think that the more I'm able to compete physically. It would only help because I do believe in my technical ability. I believe that, I have those qualities to make things happen in possession. So really just basically my work defensively and off the ball was a huge thing for me because if I can bring that a high mentality there and bring those physical aspects, it'll only help the rest of my game so much. So that was really what kind of I looked at in the off season said, that's what I'd like to get better at.
So for your shoulder surgery, are you just making me say that because I've got a lisp now? Shoulder surgery. So no, but like how long are you laid up for? Was it how much of a problem was it actually causing you, like last year?
Well, it was kind of tough because every game I had to get it heavily taped. In practices, I'd be wearing like a 5 pound brace almost. This thing was massive, just covering my whole upper body. So that was really uncomfortable, especially on the 30-degree days where you're just, in blistering sun. So getting that out of the way was huge for me. I feel like my mobility's improved right away because I don't have this weight on me. I feel like now I'm able to move with my shoulder, get down into slide tackles and awkward positions, and I'm comfortable. So that was big. It was like a 2 month thing where I really was kind of immobile with it, and
Oh
then
wow,
from there it's been all recovery and rehab.
that's awesome! I'm glad you got it sorted. Obviously we're going to see an even better Riley for us this year. So, Gary, who I do the show, I had a couple of questions for you too. He wants to know, what is your best position?
Oof, great question. I would say out and out, I am a fullback at the end of the day. I like to take up wide areas, and I think I excel in wide areas and central areas. But I feel like I'm most productive in the wide areas where I can make things happen, combine from wide and put things in like crosses. Beating guys 1v1 is something I like to do as well. And yeah, I would say I definitely fullback.
So, how did you learn the specifics of being an inverted fullback?
It was kind of just a thing I started to do at Vaughan because we used to play a lot centrally, and when it went out wide, we'd have players in the central areas to combine with, but we were so dominant that, I figured, hey, for me to go and pick up the ball and really be one of our better players, I wanted to go into central areas. So I started to kind of lean in, and it was something that was happening in Europe already with Pep Guardiola. And around the same time, Pat started to, I remember Pat was speaking about it, and it was kind of just simultaneous where Pat mentioned it, I was starting to do it alone in training, and we kind of integrated that into our tactics at Vaughan. And it was just kind of one of those things that just worked. And Pat integrated a box system in our midfield, and we had a lot of success with it. So kind of
Wow,
how it went.
that's crazy. Did you watch anybody in particular to learn more? Was there any players that kind of, as you mentioned, like Pep was kind of something he was doing? So was there, like, was it Kyle Walker you're watching, or is there anybody in particular you're kind of watching?
One of the guys I really like watching who's good at it is Zinchenko. He comes in and he knocks like he's a six himself. Udoji on Tottenham right now is another one who really impresses me. Back in the day, I used to love watching Dani Alves too, because he can come into central areas, he can drift out wide, he can stay, I mean stay out wide, come into central areas, combine, and you wouldn't know he's a fullback. You would almost think he's a midfielder. So those are really some of the guys that I look up to in that kind of role.
So are you constantly talking with the players alongside you to know when to kind of where you need to be positionally, or is it something you just kind of learned yourself? Is there like a lot of communication of, really, we need to pull it back, really go, you know what I mean? Because like obviously if you go, somebody has to kind of slot in behind you and stuff like that. So is there like a lot of communication going on between you guys on the pitch?
Big time, big time. We go with different formations, or different tactics, if you want to say, for different games, right? So if that's the role I'm playing on a given day, yeah, it takes a lot of communication, but we work on it for at least a full week in training, and we have prior experience with it. I do especially. So it's kind of one of those things that the more and more you do it, the more reps you have, the more of an understanding you have for different situations on the field where you might need to adjust, be here, be there, and you kind of get a feel for it as you go.
What's your strongest foot? Gary reckons that you look super two-footed.
Yeah, I would say I'm not full ambidextrous. I am right-footed, but ever since 14, 15, I've been really working on my left foot. Like even as a child, I'd like to play on my weak foot, but especially at that age, because I was playing left back and right back at the time. So My dad always used to say to me, if you don't use it, you're gonna lose it. So that kind of stuck in my head, and I would almost be traumatized, like almost traumatized, where if I don't use my left foot as much as my right, it's gonna fall off. But no.
That's funny. And like last one from Gary Jen is like, how much freedom do you think that like do you have in the role that you're given? Like, is it like very structurally like compact, or like is it you're able to kind of do whatever you want to kind of thing?
Yeah, I'd say it's kind of a mix. You have to kind of take what the game gives you and how the other team's kind of set up. But again, if we're buzzing and the game's going well, if you want to say, and we're having success going forward, then you kind of take the freedom and you maybe try a bit more risky things. So I would say, yeah, basically you got to see what the game gives you. But I definitely do have freedom. I feel like Patrice is comfortable. He trusts us individually, but of course there's a setup, and we are a very tactically structured team.
So we've got a couple of fan questions as well, that's okay. This one's from Andrew Beeman. He says that love this guy, he runs his legs off whenever given a chance for us. Can you share about his progression plan going into the season? We saw more and more of him as the season progressed, and can we expect more start from you this year?
Appreciate it, Andrew. I couldn't give you a direct answer on the starts. I'm hoping that I can stay healthy and improve on what I did last year. Like I said, I'd like to be more of a factor physically and just be a stronger overall player. So I guess we'll have to wait and see, but I definitely feel like coming into the season mentally and physically, I'm in a better position than I was last year. So
And
a
do you
good
have like
start.
a progression plan? Like, what's your, because like, he's right. Like, I mean, like you probably put more kilometers on the pitch than most of the players in the squad. So, like, what's your fitness regime coming into the season?
You know what? In the off season, we do have a bit of a workout plan. So I do as much of that as I can. But honestly, it's just trying to stay fit. There's nothing like getting on the field and just doing ball work and trying to get reps in. That's probably the best thing for you. So really, just trying to stay active and trying to stay on the field as much as possible in the off season. And that's really all I do. It's no certain regime or certain plan there. I got to do fitness or a certain amount of running this day, this day, this day. Yeah, I stay fit. I like to be in the gym, but just playing's the best thing.
Awesome. This next one's from Chris Searle. Chris's mom, Missy, he was the one who brought you up for dinner, brings you to food and stuff like that. So Chris is a big part of the community here. So he's curious about your game-winning goal at Nationals during your time at Seneca and how that felt. And as a guy who found the next step to League One Ontario, how crucial do you think it is for ex-players who've moved into professional settings?
Ooh, Chris is a super fan. I think he knows more about this current team than I do. Is he asking about the goal at Nationals, how it went down, or
Yeah, and like how you felt and after it.
was a great feeling, honestly, to win a national championship after your college, and it was a great group of guys I played with as well. We had a committed coaching staff. Who recruits players like nonstop, and they're very persistent. So yeah, it's a great feeling. I can't even explain it because it's just one of those things that comes to you, and it's just you're overwhelmed with joy in the moment. You don't realize the significance of it until after. But yeah, it was honestly an amazing feeling.
You were just saying like how crucial you think it is for ex-players who've moved into professional settings to stay involved with the programs in League One Ontario. So are you still helping out like where possible? Like, do you give people advice back in League One? Do you stay involved with it?
Big time, big time. When I'm in my off season, I like to. I'm still involved with coaching at Vaughan. I like to give back to the community as much as possible, actually, because especially with Vaughan, that's the club that raised me. They've done so much for me. The guys there, I can't even. I can't even explain. all the stuff that I do. I coach. I like to stay into it with players who I previously coach. Sometimes I'll be in touch with with ex guys that I coach, and I just like to hear about what's going on, where they're at in their careers, and that's really important to me because Vaughn has given me so much, and if it wasn't for Vaughn and those kind of things like League One, those leagues, OISL that I played in, that's no longer a league, but they have OPDL, these leagues that are bringing players up and giving them good competition. It's huge. It's huge. It's huge. Without it, I don't know if we would have produced the players that we have today in the national team and other leagues.
Amazing. This is from James Jansen. He wants to know what your favorite sport outside of soccer is, and also what's your hobbies outside of football too?
Interesting. Growing up, I played pretty much every sport there is to play. I was a big basketball guy. I still am today. With my shoulder, with a good shoulder, I was able to play a lot, but not so much anymore. But maybe in the off season this year. So yeah, I'd probably say basketball. I played a little baseball growing up too. My dad and my brother were super into baseball. And what was the other question, Anthony?
What's your hobbies outside of football?
Oh, I like to play video games. I enjoy watching any sport, anything takes a lot of ability and years of practice. I can appreciate. So not only just sports, but I would say sports specifically because I'm an athlete myself.
Awesome. This is one's from Denton. Denton, I'm sure you know, is the privateer. What advice would Riley give to an League One Ontario player to help them prepare for their first year in the CPL?
From my experience, I would definitely say just to be grounded. Take everything for what it is. No one's against you. You just have to work day in, day out and be confident in your abilities because at the end of the day, you can only control what you do. And that goes for anyone, right? Whether you're first year or seasoned pro, you just have to work hard, keep your head down, and just fight day in, day out. Fight day in, day out, and good things will happen. Whether it's not this year, the year after, who knows?
So, big week next week. Open training session on Tuesday, game against CBU on the Friday. So, what's the feeling around the group? Being able to interact with the fans again and have people sitting in the stands watching you play.
Oh, it's great. I think the group's really coming together. Like these guys, they're great guys. Like we don't have one sore thumb in the group. And I think that the more games and the more time we get together, we'll only improve. Like I believe we're just gonna grow on what we did last year. And I'm excited. I'm excited to see what happens in the coming weeks.
Yeah, and after that then you're off to Toronto, I think, and then it's out west to Seattle and Vancouver. So excited to be pitting yourself up against kind of the second teams of the MLS clubs and a big university.
Yeah, I'm hoping those can be some good games for us to get ready. Again, we got that game against Pacific first week of the season, and I'm hoping we can get some revenge in that game. And those are definitely good tune-ups because then it's always good to face a team you haven't really played. So those would be good. Looking forward to.
So last question we ask everybody on the show. You're going to play in a five-a-side tournament. From all the players you've played with, who makes your team?
So I actually wrote a list because I figured you were gonna ask me this. I'm gonna give you one, but I want to give you another one because I just feel like it's not right if I leave this other team out because there's too many quality players that I've played with, I'd say, in my time. First one, I'm gonna get say Dan and Kale at the back, Yen and Net, Massimo and Aiden Daniels. And a player that you may be familiar with has played in this league a lot of time, formerly of Calvary and York, Joe Di Chiara. Joe Di Chiara, he played on York and Calvary. I played with him at Vaughan for a bit, and he's just one player I really admire. I think he's an amazing player.
That's awesome, man. That's a good team. You say you had a second team?
Yeah, I'm gonna give you a second team here. So, keeper that was with York previously, Gianluca Catalano. I played with him at TFC Academy back in the day. I got Julian Dunn in there, who's now with us. He's a great center back, great physical presence. Zach Fernandez is in there. Ryan Raposo, player I played with at Vaughan, Lorenzo, and that's my team. Did I miss one?
I think that's four, is it?
One, two, three, four. Okay, let me give you a striker. And I'm gonna put Sean Hundle in there, striker for Valor.
Nice. Where did you play with Sean?
Yeah. Sean was at with me at TFC Academy for like 3, 4 years we played together.
Oh wow. He's a regal player, man. He's just one of those guys that just gets in your face kind of thing. And yeah, I actually enjoy watching him. I think he'll do well at Valor. So I'm glad he's still in the league. So man, that's two awesome teams. You play with some really good players, man. And it's been great talking to you. I'm looking forward to seeing the guys play football again next week. Season starting to feel real again. I'll tell people that they're always welcome to annoy you in Walmart or Sobeys or wherever it is that you're shopping. Because it helps your ego.
Oh man, yeah.
Just make sure you're asking for autographs to make them feel even better about themselves. Riley, it's been amazing, man. I'm so glad you're back. And yeah, as I said, you were one of the unsung heroes from last year. I don't think you got enough credit for what you brought to the team. So yeah, buddy, best of luck this season.
Anthony, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And if anyone asks you or tells you that they saw me next time, you're gonna have to pay. I'm starting to charge now. I can't do any more speeches at Walmart. No, I'm only kidding.
Have to talk to security first.
Yeah, or they're gonna have to contact Ryan Burke.
It's been great to talk to you, and I'll see you next week.